Welcome to River of Hope this morning. I don't know about you guys, but it's been just an absolutely beautiful weekend to get out and enjoy God's creation. It's just always amazing to me to be able to get up and just look outside. I don't consider myself to be a real nature, like, you know, I like to be outside and I love God's creation, but I'm not like a freak about being in nature, you know. I don't know about you guys, but yet when I look outside and I see just new life and seasons changing, and you know, some of you might not like when the trees start to change colors, because you know what that means. You know that the season is changing and that the snow is coming. And for some of you, I'm born and raised in Wisconsin. I don't think I've ever lived outside of this state for more than a month at a time, and that's because work took me there and I don't want to go back. That was Mississippi. Trust me, I'll take Wisconsin over Mississippi any day of the year. But the snow, I don't know. I like playing in it. I just don't like driving in it. I don't know. The more the merrier. See, we've got all kinds here today. Anyway, needless to say, all that rambling to say God is good. And each and every day he allows us to wake up and to breathe again. It's another opportunity to serve him and to worship him and to glorify his name. And that's what... That's not what we're about here at River of Hope this morning. If this is your first time here, I just want to take a moment to welcome you, to thank you for choosing to join us here today. It is our honor that you have made that decision to come and worship Jesus with us today. We're going to go through a couple announcements here as we just kind of keep moving forward. We'll be taking up our morning tithes and offerings. You have an envelope in the seat back pocket in the chair in front of you that you can utilize for that. And as you guys are filling that out, I will pray over the offering this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this beautiful day. I thank you for this time that you've allowed us to just join together as the church and to worship your name. Lord, we know that where more than two of us gather, Father, that you are with us. And we thank you for being here and mighty in your presence today. Father, we thank you that in everything, in every phase of our life, you are working and you are doing exactly what we need to happen. You are a provider. We thank you for everything you've blessed us with and you've given us. And we give back to you, Father, from what you've blessed us with. We ask that you would take this offering, Lord, and that you would receive it and bless it, Father. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Anyone going to the men's conference, we're going to meet right after service to talk details and set plans for Friday. So if you are signed up, we're going to meet right out in the foyer following service today to talk about that.
And it's not too late if they want to go.
It is not too late.
And I have to say I'm a little bit jealous because they have a tradition on the way home of stopping for sushi. And I just hear about it and don't get to taste it. So I get jealous about that. So, all right. So that's this coming Friday and Saturday. So, guys, you don't want to miss out on that. Ladies, do whatever you can to push your guys to go this weekend. They will come back fired up and just... they have such a fun time. Jesse always comes home with a big smile on his face. So, all right. Next Sunday, we are going to be having a fall ministry sign-up out in the foyer. So just be thinking and praying about any ministries that you might be feeling called to serve here at River of Hope. We're going to put out some tables and just kind of have it so you can walk through and see what's out there. You can come before church. It'll be all set up where you can stay a little bit after and just kind of browse and see what kind of different ministry areas there are. And I might touch on a couple of new ones next week too. But just be in prayer this week about that. I know most of you guys are plugged into a ministry here at River of Hope already. And we realize that sometimes there's other things that God calls you to do or gives you passion to do. And some of you might be at a place where you're just like ready to jump in and do something or take something else on. So that's going to be this next Sunday. This coming Wednesday, September 20th, we have a really awesome opportunity to have Terrence Talley, did I say his name correct? Terrence Talley come in Wednesday night for a youth rally. This was kind of an event that just basically God put right before us, and we're like, yes, we're gonna take it and go with it. And he is an awesome speaker for the youth. He's going to be doing some youth rallies at the school. He's connected with the Assemblies of God. So this is really awesome how they are coming. Aspires is sponsoring this event. They sought it out, and they want him in Medford because of what happens at these youth rallies. It's just amazing. The unique opportunity for us is we are able to bring them in Wednesday night, and this is going to be at the Broadway Theater at 6:30, and we're able to bring him in a way that he will be able, because he can in the schools, he will be able to present the gospel. And so we need help getting the word out this week that this is happening 6:30 Wednesday night. This is a youth rally, so if you're wanting to go and help, we need people to help, but there's also a community night Tuesday night if you want to go to that. But we're looking for help, so if you need, if you want to help with that, come talk to Pastor Jesse or myself. Otherwise, help pass on the word. All of the teens that are coming, it's free. They're going to get free popcorn. They will get a chance to win a set of Packer tickets. And I might dress up as a teenager and go Wednesday night. That's what I'm thinking. Wear a mask, yeah. Oh, we could pass, yeah. I don't look like 33 like what I turned a couple days ago. I look like I'm 18 still, right? but there's going to be some other door prizes too that they'll have a chance to win. So pass on the word. We're believing that's going to be a packed out night. This Wednesday night, I'm going to have Kevin make his way up here. This Wednesday night, we're launching our fall life groups, and Kevin is going to be heading this up. And so I'm going to have him give you the details on what to expect. But it's going to be Wednesday nights at 6:30.
Okay, all of those of you who are not working with the youth on Wednesday night, I'm hoping you can join me here. We're going to start out with a little bit of prayer for that event because I think that's the most important thing we can be doing as we start, since it starts at the same time. But after that, we will be introducing the Habits of Grace study. I had a little clip of it last week, but I didn't tell you then where to get the materials that you'll need. This is actually our River of Hope webpage, but you have to click on special events in the top menu to get this page to come up. And that video is the introductory video, not the one I played last week. It's introducing the start of the life group study. And underneath it, it says download links for study materials, so you can download the book on the first line. The second one is the study guide, which has the questions in it that we'll be going through as we study on Wednesday night. So everything is free and you can get it there. And if you can't come for some reason this Wednesday or next Wednesday or whatever, you can always check back to this webpage and you can follow along with us with those materials and watching the video link. The video link, it won't be new every week. It's every part. They call it days. When you watch the video clip, they've set it up in a five-day program, but there's actually five parts to this, and we'll be doing a part every week or a half a part, depending on how much material is there. So I think I've said enough, but I'm hoping to see you at 6:30 here at the church.
Awesome. Thank you, Kevin. That sounds great. Going around is going to be a clipboard. We have a backyard barbecue on Sunday, October 1st, and this is going to be at Josh and Lacey's home. So we're hoping you can make it out for that. Just bring lawn chairs and a dish to pass, and the sign-up's going around. October 21st is a Saturday. We are going to be having here a comedian and a concert. It's going to be an adoption benefit for Lacey and Josh. And I believe Alexa and Danny's band is going to be here. I don't know all the details, so I'm announcing an event I don't know yet. But it's going to be awesome. Alexa and Danny's band is going to be playing. And Josh and Lacey are bringing in a comedian, a really, really good one. And it's going to be here at the church on October 21st. And there will be more details coming out here shortly. But I wanted to put the date out so you guys could save the date for that. And then lastly, The next Ladies Connect is October 28th. It's a Saturday morning, and Sandy's heading this up, and it's called Brushes, Brunch, and Beauty. So we will be painting a project. There's going to be just a minimal cost, maybe about $10, and we just need people to sign up and prepay by October 15th, and then like next week, we'll probably have a sign-up out for that. But that's going to be really fun. Sandy always has really cool painting things, and I always love it because when I do it, they make it so easy that when you invite people in their house, they're like, wow, you're really talented. And then you can say, yeah, I know, right? You know, because I used a stencil, but they don't have to know that. So ladies, you'll want to make sure and come to that because it's going to be a really, really good time. And that's all I have.
Well, this morning is going to be a lot of fun, a little bit interesting. We're going to take you on a little bit of a journey. I really was thinking about what to share this morning, and God reminded me that it was about 6 years ago, almost to the day. We were within a few weeks of this same time, this same season, 6 years ago, where Amanda and I were. We were finishing off of our biggest youth event ever in Abbotsford, and we got done with that youth event, and we really felt God stirring in our hearts that something was changing, and that we were going to be that we were done as youth leaders, you know, and we felt God just say, you know what, you've been successful. I don't have anything else for you here. I'm moving you on. And at that point, you know, we talked to our leadership, we talked to our pastor, we said, hey, you know what, I don't know what God's got going, I don't know what's happening, but we're being called out, but we're just going to step down from youth ministry, and we're going to see where God takes us. And little did we know, within a few months of that, we would be called here, and we would be stepping up as lead pastors of this work here, as originally as Northridge Church of Medford. And some of you were here in the very first days, and you saw it happening. You saw it really begin, and you were a part of the work. that was happening there, and it was really, really neat to see how God really took us on this journey of, you know, initially just calling us to step out in faith and serve Him. And that was our first initial step, was stepping out and starting a youth group in Abbotsford. And we joke about this a lot just because of the similarities we see of the very same kind of, almost the same kind of group of people right here. Is when we started a youth group, it was with three homeschooled kids and a foreign exchange student from Brazil. And I don't know how many homeschoolers we have in here, but I know we have a foreign exchange student from Brazil who wants to start a youth group. And I really start to laugh when I think about that, because it makes me remember what God did with us and the journey He took us on into youth ministry, and then eventually into calling us into full-time ministry and into planting this here. But you know what? Over the last 5.5 years, we've gone from meeting in a coffee shop with just a few people, most of them coming from Abbotsford, but we were meeting right next door to a bar. And you, every once in a while, you get the drunk guy to walk out front and kind of ask what was going on. And sometimes he'd come in the door, and you know, you get somebody to stop and pray with them. You know, you never know what God's going to do with a room full of drunks next to a room full of people that are just praising God and trying to lift His name on high. And the two are, you know what? I'm not going to say that we were ever louder than they were, but I bet you we could have been if we had, you know, a little bit more outgoing and ambitious people. We're kind of timid. I don't know if you've noticed that, especially about me. And maybe over here I might get loud, but up here I don't get very emotional. I don't get very boisterous. I leave that for everyone else. Five and a half years ago we were meeting in that room, and God has continued to take us on this journey of just following Him. And people sitting out here right now have been brought into this work, and God just continues to bring people in and to continue to build a strong foundation here at River of Hope. I'm going to read a couple passages this morning as we're kind of going through this dialogue, and I'm sharing this with you. But I want to read to you from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5. the calling of the first disciples. One day as Jesus was standing by the lake of Gennesaret with the people crowding around him and listening to the word of God, he saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I am a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. You know, there's times, the last few weeks that I've been preaching, I've been sharing with you about seeking out God's call. Okay, sometimes we know what God has called us to and we know what he's asking us to do, but we fail to take the step of faith to move into action. And in reading from Luke chapter 5 here this morning, you see Simon, who is literally taking that step out. And he's saying, "You know what, I've already done everything I can do under my own power, but because you've asked me to, I will step out and I will go." And then you see, you heard me read the testimony of what happened when they obeyed what Jesus told them to do. They stepped out in faith. They went out and tried again, doing the very same thing they had already done in their own power. But now, because Jesus had ordained it and set in motion, the return was astonishing. As we've, as Amanda and myself and our family and many of you have been taking this journey together, God has often asked us to kind of step out in faith and to do things maybe a little bit differently. Excuse me, I'm kind of fighting a cold here. Do things a little bit differently than maybe we've seen before. But we've also seen that every time we followed something that God has asked us to do, that he has returned it and blessed it. In these 5 years, we've seen a transition of people that came with us from Abbotsford that were helping and serving to all of you who now have essentially taken every single position that was from somebody who is helping from our planting church in Abbotsford. It's been taken over. It's all here. It's all people that live here, that work here, and this is your home church. So for God to take the original group of people and kind of disperse them, but then fill in every single whole with new people from this community who love this community, who live and breathe this community. You know, that is amazing growth. And to see that happen in a rather quick fashion has just been a huge blessing by God, to see him put the pieces together. I'm going to read also from Joshua chapter 1 this morning. Joshua chapter 1 is what I consider to be one of my life verses, or life chapters, if you will. And mainly because Joshua, if you're not familiar with the story, Joshua is the man that is put in charge of the Israelite people after Moses passes away. Moses was God's chosen leader for these people. He brought them out of Egypt. He wandered them through the desert for 40 years. We won't get into that whole story, but we understand that when we don't follow what God says and we shy away from his call, we go on to a much longer journey to get us to the same place if we would just step out in faith. That's a really quick summary of that Moses story. So if you don't like wandering, you know what's funny? I'm going to go off on a rabbit trail here. I saw somebody post on Facebook. They said, you know, apparently Moses didn't have GPS, because if you look at the GPS of Moses' journey to go from where he went to the end route, it should have taken 3 days walking. And 40 years later, you see that they finally made it to that place. But that's a complete side note, but it's kind of funny. Joshua is the man that God chooses to take up the mantle after Moses. Moses did everything within his power. We know him to be an extremely strong and influential man in that nation. He was literally the one man that every single person in that nation looked up to. They looked to him for advice, for making decisions. And now we see Joshua picking up the mantle. What's pretty amazing in Joshua chapter 1, I didn't go through and count them all, but how many times it tells Joshua, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous. Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, I'm going to get to that. That is my life verse, but we're gonna read up to that. Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors I would give them. They're talking to Joshua. Joshua is at this point not a very old man. He's probably in his, if I remember correctly, 40s when he's hearing these words. They're telling him, you are the one that are going to take these people into the land that I promised. Basically, they're saying, you are the one that's going to take this group of people into everything that I have set apart and ordained for you. I don't know what that would make you guys feel like if you were told, I've got a plan for you. I've got a purpose for your life. You're going to be the one that fulfills this promise to this people. You're going to be the one that leads these people into that place. But you'll notice before every single promise that is given to Joshua, it is led by be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, for you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors that I would give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the instructions Moses gave you. Do not deviate from them, turning either to the right or to the left. Then you will be successful in everything you do. Verse 8, study this book of instruction continually. That's the word of God. Study the word of God continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Verse 9, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. If there is not a verse that holds more promise and more conviction into a single person than that one right there. Basically, God saying, I am with you, you will succeed. I don't know what else is more convicting of a statement. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. They're telling Joshua, it doesn't matter what I lead you into. It doesn't matter what steps on this journey you might fall into, because I am with you. And I will be with you wherever you go. When we were really getting into this idea of planting this church and doing this work, I'd never spent a single day as a lead pastor in my life. So you've got a person, let me do some reverse math, 27, 28 years old, who's been a welder for at that point about 10 years. I was around people who were more concerned about their four-letter words than they were on the ability to spell anything over maybe 8 syllables. and yet I knew without a doubt that God was calling us to come and to start this. And it was one of the most nerve-wracking scary yet sure things we'd ever done. Have you ever been in that position where you knew God was calling you to do something and it scared the absolute daylights out of you, and yet you knew without a doubt that you were supposed to do it? It's a very, you know what I'm saying. If you've experienced that, you know, you just know, I don't know all the details, but I know that I need to step out. It's a hard thing to do. A lot of us in our culture today, we need to know, you know, when we pull up the GPS and we look at from point A to point B, a lot of times we pull up the details to see where our turns are going to be too. Instead of just knowing, okay, this is going to get us from point A to point B, we pull up that detail. We need to know, all right, I need to turn here, and I need to turn in 2 miles, and then 2 blocks after that, I'm taking a turn again. You know how short-sighted we are to need to know that next step. God isn't like that at all. He puts something in front of us, and he gives us the assurance that he is calling us to do it, and then he gives us the reassurance that he will be with us wherever we go. In 5.5 years, we've gone from meeting in a coffee shop to and packing that out to meeting right here where we are now. We've seen record numbers of people in this place, even above and beyond the church that was here before it closed, before we took over. We're to the point now in ministry where we're on the verge of becoming our own Class A church, which is amazing. If you're lost in the details on that, a Class A church that means that we can govern ourselves from right here in this building. It means that our board, who we have selected and appointed to advise myself and the leaders of this church, will be able to make the decisions right here without having to go outside to our district leaders to discuss things and to make plans and to make purchases. It gives us local control of everything, every area of ministry that is here. You might think, you know, at 5 years, shouldn't you have been there already? Well, yeah, maybe. But we're also at 5 years with leaders who've who've never led before. And it's by the grace of God that we are where we're at. And it's also by the grace of God that we've got such a strong and wide and broad foundation of leaders and advisors and volunteers to this ministry. I want to bring up our advisory team. I want you guys to see who these guys are. So John and Travis and Roland, if you guys would come up. These guys are amazing. You guys probably have no idea the work, the time, the effort, the energy they put into things behind the scenes here at River of Hope. And it is mostly due to their commitment and to their desire to see this grow and succeed that they come. And I mean, if there was a building project, they were here. John still mows the lawn. I could keep going, but I don't know. We meet once a month, all of us together. We try to give our best input and our best direction to the ministry here at River of Hope. And what's really nice about these guys is none of them have the same views on any given thing. The four of us standing right here, when we look at a problem, none of us see it the same way. We can agree on an answer, but we never see it the same way. There's always an interesting dialogue of, well, what about this view, and what about that view, and what about this direction? But the power within that is because of the diversity within this group of men, as we see all different facets of how to solve issues and how to move forward. And that is how God intends the church to be. Now, I can't say that was our design to pick people like that, but it was God's design for us to be able to look at people and ask them and have them go, you know what, I can serve that way. So it's a pretty big commitment for these guys to step up and to be willing to give even more of their time beyond even serving in volunteer roles, but yet volunteering even more time to serve in the leadership of this church. One of the, I wanted to bring these guys up because I want you to see the men who are helping to lead this church. It's not about me. It really isn't. I have a voice. I have the ability to come up here and to speak. But the church is about you guys. It's about everyone out here who is serving and volunteering and giving of your time each and every Sunday and greeting people at the door with a smile, making them feel welcome and at home. I shared that about 6 years ago at this very time, God was calling us out of Abbotsford. That was a time that we were unsure and we were really somewhat afraid of the next step. And this is probably the hardest thing I'd ever think I'd have to say, but God is calling us out again. And Amanda and myself, we will be moving out of ministry here. I wanted to bring these guys up because I want you to know who you can look to and who you can trust as this church continues to grow. One thing that is true and one thing that's been confirmed and reconfirmed and promised all throughout these last few months is Amanda and I have been praying and seeking God on the answers and the direction we should go. Was that yes, there will be a change here this fall, but it's going to grow. So as I stand here and I tell you, you know what, we are going to be stepping down. We are being called on to ministry actually in central Minnesota. I told you I've never lived out of this state for more than a month or two at a time. God must have looked at that and started laughing and said, well, now it's time. And we are being called out. I'll be honest, this was something when I received the phone call, I kind of looked at God and I said, this is a test, isn't it? Because God will call us to things and he'll test us in it to see if we're willing. And that doesn't necessarily mean he's gonna send us there, but he's going to at least test to see if we're willing. But there's also times when we are willing, he says, good, because you're going. I want these guys to share with you a little bit this morning. John's going to talk. I may have something to say after that. If you want a microphone.
Do I need a microphone? So, I had the opportunity, we had an opportunity to meet with Jesse and Amanda last Sunday. It was very cryptic. We're going to have a little meeting. I'm going to talk to you guys about some things. And no idea what was coming. We found out about this. I am sure my face looked like your face. Like, I've talked about, as a group here, all the amazing things that God has in store for this church. We have lots of thoughts, lots of dreams, very first suggestion set, about where River Hope is going. And honestly said, never in that time did any of us talk about that, not including them. But that's just what we thought. And that's obviously not God's plan. And he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guide your heart, guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. When the shock of the news of them moving on kind of wore off, the excitement for them set in, at least for me. What kind of pastor would we have if they did not leave us when they were called? You would not be fit to lead anyone. And for anybody here that's had this quest request made by God to step out, we have, it is scary. And you do feel anxious. But that's just your feelings as a person. That's not God's design. God says, do not be anxious. It's taken a few days, but I tell you what, I am really, really excited. Not only for Jesse and Amanda and their family and the things that God's got in store for them, but I am really excited about what is going to happen here at River of Hope. God has amazing things in store for us. What we have talked about over the past week and agreed on continuously is that we've all had a feeling that change is coming, that things were going to change. Like, there was going to be growth here. As I said, we never imagined that we'd be without them. One of the things we always talk about is Jesse's a full-time welder. He's a full-time father, a full-time husband. That makes, as any of you know, for very few hours to like fully dedicate and immerse yourself in any one thing. It's very hard work being a church like this. You have no idea. Jesse talks about the work that we do here. Pales in comparison to the sacrifices that he and Amanda have made for all of us. And for God. And that is commendable. And I think often something overlooked. To see the kind of growth that we want to see here, it will take somebody who can fully commit themselves to working God's plan, whose sole desire every single day, all their energy goes into reaching this community. It's one thing to do all you can do and spread yourself amongst several different responsibilities. It's an entirely different thing than even focus on doing God's work. As a board, we've talked quite a bit this week about the fact that we don't need a pastor here who comes in and just kind of fills the void that we will see when Jesse and Amanda leave. We need a pastor who has a vision for the future, has God's ear, who will lead this church, not just on a Sunday, but every single day, reaching this community, reaching this area, and growing this church. We have talked long and hard about what the future design of this place looks like. We already have like concepts in our brain about how we're going to build a whole new church here. And we're that confident that God will do that. So, don't be anxious. Don't be scared. Change is scary, but it's good. It's healthy. It's how you grow. It's how we grow as a church body. And it will require that everyone here continues to step up as they have been, and you haven't been serving. It's going to require that you do step up. It's going to require that you do things here that you never thought that you had the ability to do. But you do have the ability to do those things, and you'll have that strength through God. And you need to answer that call. There's a need. Don't be afraid to step up and fill it. You see something that needs to be done? How can I help? You don't sit and expect somebody else to take care of those things for you. So, Travis and Roland also have some other things they'd like to share about what we've been up to in the last 7 days. So I'm going to turn it over to you.
They're going to find out real quick I'm the emotional half of this. So I don't know if you want to talk.
So what we're doing right now is we're currently in the process of putting together a pastoral search committee. So wheels are already in motion. We have some things going. You guys can feel comfortable knowing that we have things taken care of and we're in the process. Like I said, so we're putting together a committee. We're going to be searching out a new pastor. So that should be coming here. We're assuming or guessing 6 to 12 months is the norm. So that's kind of where we're at there.
In the meantime.
Yeah, in the meantime, we're going to, Roland and I are, I don't want to say appointed, but we kind of got into the place to search out people in the church, various diversities, age groups, you know, kind of like what we have going on here with our group of guys. It's just, so you get a broad spectrum of different ideas and thoughts from everybody. And we're going to be putting together a search committee. So we're going to be asking a few people in the church to pray about it, first of all. Take some time to think about it. We will be approaching people, probably at random for the most part, to join this committee, and then you will go through some training, and we'll start the process of actually interviewing and selecting our future pastors. So it's just definitely, I guess that's the Reader's Digest version. It's a little more in depth than that, but we're excited about it. I think I agree with John. Once the shock kind of left, everybody at the table that day was kind of just like, oh, but then we see this happening and that happening. We can just see how things can blossom immensely from this. And there are definitely things already working that people don't know, and you may not see it, but God's got his roots growing deep in this place, and I think we can only approach it with some excitement. And
you guys have no time frame set in stone. It's not like March 11th, you're out of here. Although they will be moving on. In that time, we are going to be finding an interim pastor who will be with us and be here to lead us until we have made that selection. And we don't know exactly who that person's going to be yet. There's lots of options, but we are definitely looking for somebody who can commit for that entire duration. I love having guest speakers here, but I tell you what, I can't wait for the continuity's sake to have an interim pastor that can be consistent and deliver a message and lead us as a church body. So hopefully in the very near future, we will be able to make that transition and just keep moving forward. There's so many amazing things that are going to be. I want to turn my microphone back on, but I want to share some things that I forgot to share before I brought these guys up. God is creating a lot of momentum here, for ministry here. And I hope you can see it. Because he is opening doors that in our 5.5 years serving here, we've not seen open until right now. And there's a reason for that. And when God said there's going to be change, he told us there was going to be a shift, and even we didn't see this coming. But it was going to result in growth. And through the confirmation of God calling us, and I can tell you without a doubt, 100%, God is asking us to do one of the hardest things he's ever asked us to do, and that's to leave our family, to leave our friends in the land we've known, go across the border into the purple and gold country. Don't worry, I bleed green and gold. That'll stay the same. I already told the pastor there that was joining us, said our fandom of the Packers is next to Jesus. You know, they stay there. So as our faith won't waver, neither will our devotion to the Green Bay Packers. They have to accept that. Anyway. Out of this youth rally that's coming up this week, first of all, going into that, please be praying. Not only for this transition in this church, we for sure, at this point, are here through the end of October. As far as we have to put our house up for sale, we've got to do a lot of things that God has to continue to lay the path open for. What I need from you as a church, our stepping out in faith is asking each and every one of you to step out in faith too. But because God has asked us to do that, and we've committed to doing that, these guys have taken an immense step of faith to be spearheading the transition team and taking on this task of following God's plan and finding and seeking out the person who's going to be up here to continue to advance growing. If there's one thing we need to understand in the kingdom of God, it's that he's given each and every one of us skills and gifts and talents, and we use them to the best of our abilities. But when God has taken us to the fullest of our abilities in that place,
He'll transition us out where we may grow again and get new abilities. But what's happening is God's built an amazing foundation here. Really, it is really strong. I need you guys to be confident in what's here. Because even though Amanda and myself do take on a lot of roles, the foundation is here. And every piece and every part that is needed to function and to continue moving forward as a church and as a part of the kingdom of God is here. And God set that in motion a long time ago to make sure that when he was going to move people and shift things, that pieces were here to fill in and to keep moving. God doesn't make a transition without having somebody else to come in and fill it. You need to be confident in that. These guys would not have peace about this decision if God were not in this. If they didn't have confidence that we were 100% hearing from God and knowing without a doubt that God was calling us to move, there would not be peace through any of this. But it's the Spirit of God that lives within us that gives us peace. Scripture tells us that the Spirit does not give us a spirit of fear, but it's one of confidence. It's one of strength. So what we need from the church body is to be united. To say, you know what, I can step up and I can help. And I will do my part to make sure that we continue to see things grow. One of the questions that I brought up initially when we felt God actually telling us to leave is, God, what about the church? And I've never heard God speak to me, but this was as clear as a bell. He said, if you can trust me with yourself and your family, you can trust me with your church. If there's one thing I know, is that God will take you further than anything I could ever dream to. The saddest part of all of this for me is that I know this church will grow. I'm excited for Alexa and Danny here soon stepping out in faith and starting a youth group here at River Cove, something we've been asking for and praying for 5.5 years. This youth rally may just spur that on. You might see teams exploding into this place like only maybe Travis, since he grew up in this church, saw. There's a lot of exciting things happening amongst this kind of shock and awe of us transitioning out. Be excited. I'm appealing to you to really be excited for what God has in store. We are sad. We are, honestly, I can't even tell you all the emotions that go through our minds as we consider all the things that need to take place and all the things that are changing because of us stepping out in faith. But God has very clearly laid a path for us to move on. Do not be worried about an interim pastor. It will not be a different person every week. It will be one person through the period of time that it will take to go through the candidate process of finding a pastor. One exciting thing that I led the service with is we are very close to becoming a Class A church. That means that whenever a new pastor is selected, it should not take very long from that time for this to become a Class A church and to be a self-governing body, which is the next step in this church to bringing everything in-house to where you guys will be able to speak into things and give direction and to really just do everything you feel God has called you to do without having to make a phone call to the district office and getting that outside view. And up here we have differing opinions on that alone.
Let me speak into that a little bit. They have so much confidence in us as a church body, in leaders of this church, that I can tell you for the first time in over a year, we actually had a face-to-face conference. We met personally with people that in the district had overseen us. They express to us that in other situations where this happens, they are more heavy-handed in their involvement in their decision. But because of our demonstration over the last 5 years of our solid
concerned about us flying off the handle and doing something crazy. I mean, they're really going to leave it to us. Yes, they have the ultimate say in the end, but that's all right, because ultimately it's God that has the final say in the end. And as long as we're consistent and confident and listening to that, it really doesn't matter who is on the hierarchy of the pyramid, because God's at the very top. Likewise, the last thing I want to mention to you is, this place is, I've not been here as long as Travis has, but over time, this building has changed names, has changed pastors, and I think there's a segment of this community that probably is confused about who we even are. But I want you to carry the message to the people in this community that we are people who have faith in God. And when God calls us out, we listen and obey. And that just because Jesse and Amanda are leaving doesn't mean that we're leaving. But we are here. We will always be here. And we will be consistent in our service. And that's the message that you carry to the community. That is the message you tell them. They should want to come because they're leaving. Not because they're bad, but because they're so faithful in God that they're leaving and stepping up today. Easy to be in one place for your entire life and be the exact same thing day in and day out. That's easy. Leaving is hard. People should want to be where your faith is so strong that you listen to God and you leave. That's the kind of people that we need here. That's the kind of people that God calls. That's the kind of people we will fill this church with.
Amanda and I would be happy to talk with anybody after service. These guys are going to be your best direction on questions for how things are going to go moving forward. I will be involved in some discussion with them, but I will not be involved in discussion over the selection committee ideas, thoughts there. I'm going to do everything I can. Amanda's going to do everything in our time here to make sure that as we leave, it is with the best momentum going forward as possible. It's amazing how when God ordains things, He sets things in motion. It's just like the relay when you're handing off the baton. You're handing it off at speed. And that's how we see this happening, especially the way God is laying things out right now, is He's ramping things up. He's taking us up to a full sprint. We want to make sure we hand it off with as much success as we possibly can. I would encourage you to talk to these guys. All three of them, they have very good, strong, and wise ideas on how things are going to move forward. but really, you guys have a very solid foundation here. And I've never seen it. I can't say I've seen it in our past where I could look at a board and say without a doubt that I trust everything that these guys are going to bring before you. And if there's one thing, as a, kind of the planting pastor here, you obviously know that it would be horrible for me to have to look back and see that something didn't work right. So when I can say that I trust these guys, I say that with full confidence. I trust our district. You have very, very good, strong leaders in the district office. Their last thing that they would ever want to see is that this building would have to close its doors again. So they are committed to making sure this process goes smoothly. What did they say, like a 90% success rate in the transition process, the way they're working with you guys?
Literally set out a 92.
Sure, so over...
What they said is following the process that we're going to be going through.
And into the failures, I've been in the rush. So I'm not comfortable with changing. So they just like, they rush into putting somebody in there because they want to have a lead pastor there all the time. They're looking for an apple and they find a hard nectarine and they just assume it's an apple because it kind of looks like it. They slam it in there and then only months later do they realize that it's soft and mushy and not an apple at all. You know, that's where you need to be patient. We're looking for an apple, not a nectarine.
that was all.
Oh, man. As sad as I am to deliver that news, I am extremely excited for the future that God has here. Like I said, Amanda and I will be here for sure through October. At that point, we're not sure what the timeline looks like. But you can trust in the process. You can trust. I'm not really asking you to trust these guys. I'm asking you to trust God, because he is the one who has set this in motion. He is the one who has ordained our steps. He is the one who has promised us growth here. Okay, when God was talking to us about change and growth, it was here. And I believe that that's going to be true. But it's going to take a united, not a united church. And I want to just thank you guys. I'm sure over the next 6 or 7 weeks or whatever it is, we're still here for sure. We'll get more time to talk, and I'm sure I'll break down even more in the next upcoming weeks. But thank you for allowing me a place and a platform to speak and to grow, and for giving us grace in seasons and hard times, and understanding when things haven't always been dealt with in the right ways. But through that, all of us have grown, and all of us have gotten to another level. And you see that as God grows us, he will advance us. Sometimes it's in the place you're planted, like many of you. Sometimes it's, unfortunately, where you're sent out and you have to go. I don't have anything else to share this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your call on each of our lives. Lord, not just myself, not just my family, Lord, but each and every one of our lives. Your scripture tells us that you have ordained our steps. Lord, that means that you have a plan for each and every one of us. And even though we have plans and we have ideas, Lord, it's your plan that prevails. It's your plan that succeeds. Father, we just ask that you would allow us to keep moving forward in your steps, each and every one of us, God, that we would follow your plan for our life. And if that calls us to be deeper rooted in this community, Lord, we thank and we praise your name. We ask that you would give us the power and the boldness to do that. Father, if it's calling us out, if it's moving us on to new places, we ask that your Spirit would lead us. That you would continue to guide our steps and to guide every conversation we have along the way, Lord God, that it would increase your kingdom, that your kingdom would advance with every step we take forward. Lord, I thank you. We just praise your name for everything that you're going to be doing in Bedford, in this community, in this church, in days to come. We thank you. The scripture tells us that your kingdom is forcefully advancing. Lord, we praise your name. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. Thank you all for coming out. Like I said, Amanda and I will be available to answer any questions. If you just let us know.
What it sounds like, this is what it looks like, this is what it feels like when the church is alive.